Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. My daughter is thinking about starting a family, and so she had a bunch of blood tests done, but one of them was the reverse T3, and I remember you saying something about that can be an indicator of heavy metals, and it came back a 15. So I was wondering where that fits on the spectrum. I was thinking that was kind of in the middle range.
Different labs have different ranges of normal, but 15 sounds like it is within middle for most labs anyway. I'd have to look at the form to be exact. And 15 is not overly high, again, in most labs' estimations. Usually one has to get to 22, 25, or higher than that. So if she is within the range on that piece of paper that came back with a lab test, then the fact that she has reverse T3. Hey, we all do within a certain range. There's a good reason for it. I won't go into the long reason for that. It's only when it's elevated that we suspect those toxic metals, ma'am.
Okay. So you wouldn't recommend chelation for something at that level or anything?
Again, please look at the form, but from our local labs here, no, I would not with a 15. I don't know about that lab. They'll give you the range right on there, and if it's within that range, I'd leave it alone.
Okay, and her vitamin D was clear down at an 8. So
Ooh.
what amount could she take? I guess when she's pregnant or trying to get pregnant, is there a toxic level of that?
Well, yeah, there is, ma'am, but if she's at an 8, it's also a health hazard for her and the infant for her to be that low. Good grief. So it definitely needs to come up to at least within the usual normal, and more importantly, there's something called the tropical optimal, which means that's the vitamin average vitamin D levels that people who live in the tropics have, and they and their babies are all quite healthy, and that's between 60 and 100. Whereas we're usually told that normal starts at 30. Yeah, sure, if we live this far north, but we're trying for optimal. Now, do you happen to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine? If you don't, you can go online to acam.org, acam.org, and use their Find a Physician click over here. And then there's another one. I'm not sure if naturopathic physicians are licensed in Iowa. But just in case they are, you can go to naturopathic.org, and see if you can find a doc. Naturopathic physicians and MDs who are members of that ACAM all know how to guide people on this. I can give you a general thing, though, ma'am, and that is
Okay.
that 4 to 5,000 units of vitamin D for most adults who weigh over about 120 pounds is usually quite safe. I've not seen those levels go past the tropical optimal with 4 to 5,000. And really, she does want to get her vitamin D levels up before getting pregnant. I mean, this is awfully low at 8.
And what would be a general range of how long it would take to get it up that high? I mean, like a year or 6 months
No,
or?
no. Again, it would be best to work with a physician on this, but let's say somebody came in and to talk to me about this right here in the Pacific Northwest. What I'd be telling her is while the average daily dose should be around 5,000 units a day, and then we'll check you to see where you are, and sometimes it has to go up, it very rarely has to go down because we don't get past the tropical optimal. I'll usually say, you're at an 8. Good grief. Use 10,000 units a day for the first 30 days only, please. And then drop down to 5,000 units a day, give it another month, and get your blood tested.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. So I'm glad you
Bye.
called. That's a very low vitamin D level for anybody at all, especially if one is going to have a child. Here, let me tell you about something else, if you're still there, but even if you hung
Yep.
up, yep, here we go. Article published in Lancet in oh my goodness, it was years ago. Maybe 20, within 20 years ago. Mothers were advised, this is over 11,000 women, by the way, in Finland, which is kind of far north and doesn't have very good vitamin D levels, were all advised to give their newborn infants from the day of birth 2,000 units a day of vitamin D. And this, what they did was observe what happened to those kids over 31 years. Now, one, none of the kids were hurt with 2,000 units of vitamin D a day. Two, some of the mothers paid strict attention. Uh-huh. Some of the mothers didn't. And what they found 31 years later, because they could track all those kids because they got socialized medicine up there and they can get into everybody's medical records. When 31 years later, the kids born to the mommies who gave them 2,000 units of vitamin D a day, starting from the day they were born for the first year of life, had 80% less type 1 diabetes.
Wow.
Than the kids born to the mommies who disregarded the advice to give the vitamin D. No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Published right there in Lancet.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for
calling.
All
right. Bye.